Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come over and we can have deja vu.
Is it deja vu when it comes to the Boston Bruins and the Toronto Maple Leafs and overtime loss for your Bruins last night? And you could talk about that all day long, unfortunately, here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI, including with Sofia Yurkstevich of Nesson, who will join us at 8:20 this morning. If it is spring, it must be roadshow season. This is the third season when it comes to roadshows, and roadshow number two is just two sleeps away. We're coming to you, Rhode Island, and we're back at Whalers Brewing Company on Friday morning. Hope to see all of you there, and hope to see many of you the night before tomorrow night for the pregame at the Ocean Mist in South Kingstown around 7:30 or so, and Bruins game time at Ocean Mist with us tomorrow night at 8. This is Andy. Hello, Andy. Oh, what? How does that happen? Like, what? Do you get a really important call while you're on hold, or do you accidentally put us on hold?
No, I think people purposely put us on hold. They're ordering a coffee or doing whatever they're doing around the house.
Okay, well, that's fine.
I would just put it on mute if I was ordering a coffee. Put it on hold, I think you got to switch to another line.
I think,
you know, mom, dad, son, daughter calls, and you got to switch over.
Something important.
But I don't think I have a ringback tone.
I don't think
when
I
my
like
phone's
elevator
on hold.
Hold music?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I want
that
one.
That song slaps, though.
All right, let's get right to the rest of this morning's leads. Hello and good morning, Curtis.
Hey, Greg. Got some information about the Tom Brady night.
Oh.
We know who's hosting it. Any guesses?
Jim Gray.
No.
Jim Nance.
No.
Conan O'Brien.
No.
Steve Burton.
No.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Close. No.
Jimmy Fallon.
It's some... I'm sorry. Jimmy Fallon will be close because it's the same network.
NBC.
You might not get
it. Is it Tirico?
Yep.
Dr. Phil.
Mike Tirico. Dr. Phil said no.
Right.
So Mike Tirico will be hosting it. It is said to be, as what Mike Reese reported, this is from NBC Boston, a Larry Bird night-like event.
Yeah.
At noon tomorrow, tickets will be made available to the public on Ticketmaster, $100 a pop. So the season ticket holders were offered them for $36. Now they're going to go, whatever's remaining will be up for sale for the general public tomorrow for number 12 at noon.
How do you feel about the Patriots charging for this? I listened during the afternoon, and Jones is upset about it, doesn't like the fact that they're charging for it. Should it have been
something? It doesn't bother me that they're charging for it, right? It's an event, so it'd be like, you know, it would be any other sporting event that they would have that they would charge to. They just charge her a cheaper rate.
All the other nights where they've talked to a great, despite the sport, it's always come after a game or before a game. So people are paying to get into the building no matter what. So this...
Well, not maybe in your lifetime. I mean,
In my lifetime,
Larry Bird Night was a separate night.
Okay. But I bet they charged to get into Larry Bird Night. I bet that wasn't free.
I took my old man to that. Right. I'm guessing based on my character, I probably got free tickets somehow.
But let's say Jones gets what he wants and it's free, but you have to sign in and you get a ticket. Those would all be sold in the secondary market, right?
I mean, yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think it depends what they do with the money. If there's nothing going to the Jimmy Fund or Best Buddies or whatever, that would kind of be a bad look. But my guess is that part of the night would be where they're giving the proceeds the event to.
I mean, it costs a lot of money to put something like that on. You got to pay somebody like Mike Tirico. You probably have to pay. You have to pay Peyton Manning to come. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, is there any reasoning behind the Tirico bring in? Like, I don't know. Seems weird to me. Seems kind of out of place.
Yeah, it's probably who they could get, I would imagine. It doesn't seem like he has any sort of symbolic tie to Tom Brady or to the Patriots.
No,
you
usually do the local play-by-play guy, right?
I don't know. I mean,
on Larry Bird night,
it was Bob Costas.
It was Bob Costas. Okay.
Yeah, right. I mean, yeah. I don't know.
All right. And the other thing is my guess for Larry Bird, I mean, for Tom Brady night, Peyton Manning, Bill Belichick, and Eli will do an Omaha production that will be part of that night, which will debut his time there at ESPN.
All right. Excellent lead, Curtis. Thank you, Courtney. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. We're going to get into what's going on UCLA's campus and Columbia's campus during news, but I saw a piece of audio that I wanted to play this morning, and it was a pro-Palestine student at Columbia, which I don't know how they're choosing who the media spokesperson people are for these protesters, but here is one speaking to media about new demands, really, that the protesters are demanding from Columbia.
Okay.
Why should the university be obligated to provide food to people who have taken over a building?
First of all, we're saying that they're obligated to provide food to students who pay for a meal plan here.
But you mentioned that there was a request that food and water be brought in, unless I misunderstood.
To allow it to be brought in. I mean, well, I guess it's ultimately a question of what kind of community and obligation Columbia feels it has to its students. Do you want students to die of dehydration and starvation or get severely ill, even if they disagree with you? If the answer is no, then you should allow basic, I mean, it's crazy to say because we're on an Ivy League campus, but this is like basic humanitarian aid we're asking for. Like, could people please have a glass of water?
But they did put themselves in that very deliberately in that situation and in that position. So it seems like you're sort of saying, we want to be revolutionaries, we want to take over this building. Now, would you please bring us food and water?
Nobody's asking them to bring anything. We're asking them to not violently stop us from bringing in basic humanitarian aid.
They're stopping the delivery of food?
We are looking for a commitment from them that they will not stop it.
But they haven't stopped it.
I don't know to what extent it has been attempted, but we're looking for a commitment.
We are demanding that they allow us access to Uber Eats and to Grubhub.
A few things here.
We immediately want 5 SEI bowls, or however you say that. Are you kidding me? They took over a building. They seized the building.
Oh, wow.
And they're demanding that the university feed them?
Yeah, broke windows, destroyed the building. I had a meal plan. Like she said, you know, people that are paying for a meal plan on campus should be supplied food and drink, water. I had a meal plan at BC, very expensive. I had to walk my ass to the cafeteria to go get food, drink, whatever I needed. Nobody was delivering me anything, and I don't really understand what they're asking for. If they're asking for Columbia to bring them food from the cafeteria, or if they're simply asking for them to be able to get Uber Eats. I'm sure in New York City, tons of Uber Eats drivers, bike riders can deliver whatever they need to the encampments. This to me just was, I don't know how much more we need to listen to before are like, what are we doing?
Entitled much?
Oh, yeah. It's this generation, I guess.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. It truly is. It feels like we're in a bad movie, a bad comedy.
You violently seized a building
All right.
that doesn't belong to you on campus.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Now you're expecting that the campus is going to deliver you
mm-hmm.
your smoothies.
Right.
Like,
But Greg, this is the logical conclusion of saying comedians have to change their act, not people have to decide what they like and don't like. This is one kid has a nut allergy, nobody can have a peanut. Like, this is the generation we have raised where they look up to people, where we celebrate victims over celebrating those that overcome. The entire civil rights movement was founded in the pride in not allowing things they couldn't control dictate that which they could.
Yeah.
And how about the kids that just can't simply get to class? That seems like a right that you should have if you're paying tuition at Columbia or UCLA or any of these other schools. They're getting blocked from going to class.
Yeah.
Privilege at its finest.
Yep.
But I will say this, I still miss late night at McElroy. Like, I would do anything.
Oh, my God, the mozzarella sticks there.
The chicken tenders at 1 a.m. Oh.
All right.
Curtis, you brought up civil rights and those very important protests.
Completely different.
You had those that were fighting for civil rights who were being repelled by fire department water hoses.
And attack dogs.
These freedom fighters want somebody to come and pour Perrier down their throat. That's the difference. When it comes to the food deliveries, if they could be after 10 a.m. because we like to sleep in, that would be nice. Thank you.
The difference between the civil rights movement and what we're seeing right now, you're watching people try to do things that the civil rights movement did in these iconic photos that came from those of people standing up for their freedoms. These people are doing it for their Instagram pages. Like, they're bowing down in front of the police officers and, you know, kissing the ground. It's just getting so crazy.
And the other thing is they're celebrating and defending the rights of a repressive regime. Like, they're defending a country where what they're doing is not tolerated. It's so backwards.
Yeah. We demand avocado toast immediately. Okay.
I want to move somewhere where I'm not allowed to vote.
Thank you, Courtney.
I bet that's exactly how Rosa Parks sounded.
Right. If Rosa Parks came back today, they'd demand one of those sharper image chairs for the bus.
Yeah. We got to stop comparing our struggles.
All right. Great leads this morning.
Well, I had a lead.
Well, you already did it.
I had another juicy one to talk everybody off the ledge.
All right, go ahead. What?
Don't listen, Bruins fans. This year is nothing like last year. Stop with the deja vu. The only thing that's the same is that you lost game 5 in overtime.
Okay.
The difference this year is you don't have a goalie that's hiding an injury or that's hurt that nobody's telling us about.
Okay.
You got an actual goalie who has shown he's standing on his head. And you're not trying to insert a guy into a lineup who has a serious, serious back issue in Patrice Bergeron. So I get the frustration of not being able to close out that game last night, but last year is nothing like this year.
Okay.
And I see them winning this series because of the way that their goalie's playing. And the last year's series, you had an injured goalie and your coach didn't make the decision until too late.
You said goalie singular. Not goalies. So, right? So you
well,
like,
yeah, I mean, because
it's Jeremy Swayman,
yeah,
right?
It's Swayman all day long.
We're not going to play that stupid game and go with Linus up there, right?
I'm done with the Linus from here on out. Even next series.
Okay,
like,
good.
It's Swayman good. until the Bruins get eliminated.
All right. Wiggy is optimistic. That's one person who I have encountered this morning who is optimistic about the Boston Bruins. Coming up, we'll get to, they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. But first, Courtney, with what is trending right now.
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Bruins fall in overtime to the Maple Leafs 2-1. The sole goal for the Bees came from Trent Frederick in the first period. The game winner for Toronto came from Matthew Nyes. A slow start for the Bees, something that Jim Montgomery didn't mince words about after.
We weren't good enough. Just simple as that. You know, Toronto came out ready to play. They took it to us. We weren't ready to match their desperation.
Jeremy Swayman had 31 saves in the loss, his second most of the series. So game 6 will be tomorrow at 8 p.m. in Toronto. You can come join us at Ocean's Mist in Rhode Island to watch that one. Celtics have game 5 tonight. Tip is at 7:30. The C's up 3-1 in this series, but a tough hit for the team as Kristaps Porzingis will be sidelined for the matchup tonight. Woj taking to X to say Kristaps Porzingis is expected to miss a minimum of several games with the right soleus strain. And congratulations are in order for Brad Stevens, who was named NBA Executive of the Year, receiving 16 of the 30 first place votes and was on 25 of the 30 ballots.
Well deserved, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we all agree.
I would go Brad Stevens, Don Sweeney, then the other two we don't know because Breslow just started and Elliot Wolf just started.
See, the acting general, the director of potentially drafting somebody who can play football.
But I think Brad Stevens is better than Danny Ainge.
Yeah. He's doing a good – Brad has done a tremendous, tremendous job in the front office. And I think that's where he – you know, the coaching element, he was good as a coach, but I think it was, you know, maybe dealing with more of the professional personalities coming from – where the hell did he come from?
Butler.
And so now him as a front office guy, I think it's a little bit easier.
And Greg thinks we're talking about his Butler, but no, it's just the school.
The Red Sox shut out the Giants 4-0 at the final at Fenway. Cooper Criswell struck out 4 over 5 innings. Another one with the Giants tonight at 7:10 with Cutter Crawford getting the start. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. That was brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Tommy Curran and Christian Fourier. You can call them at 1-800-GET-HAIR. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
45 degrees, cloudy skies, afternoon high, a cloudy 55.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank you, Sean. Sean and I on the same wavelength this morning. That wavelength is all faith lost when it comes to the Boston Bruins. After an overtime loss last night, I guess my mind can change tomorrow night when we watch the game together at Ocean Mist in South Kingstown, Rhode Island for the pregame, for the road show, but we'll see.
What are you ordering tomorrow night, everybody?
First of all, I love the Oysters Rockefeller and the Clams Casino. I always have to make a decision about that at Matunic. And then the lobster pizza there is arguably the best thing that they have in the whole entire place. You can't go wrong with anything you order at Matunic.
Courtney?
I don't know. I've been going back and forth. I think I got the grain bowl last year, and that was, you know, not my best decision of all time.
That's one of our demands to end our protest is grain bowls for every person on campus for free.
Yeah. I need to figure out something that I want to have.
We are also demanding the option to protest remotely. Also, here at Columbia, we are demanding that we get access to the Wi-Fi password so that we can TikTok. We demand our humanitarian right to Borgs. All right. Anyway, don't go grain bowl.
No, I said I did grain bowl before, and it didn't go great, so I need to figure out something else.
Okay. All right. We're going to get to They Said It in a minute. Because I guess because I whined about it for the last 4 or 5 days, a lot of questions about the ear. Mm. If you're watching on Twitch right now, I will warn you.
Don't show this.
Do not.
NSFW.
Ear problem has been solved. I went to urgent care yesterday. Fantastic group of people over there.
Good job.
Got the full exam, and the lady looked in there, unlike Foyer, who has no idea what he's doing when it comes to ears. And she said, I said, well, the guy I work with, Christian Fourier, maybe you know who he is. He played for the Patriots. She said, nope. I said, he says I have excess hair in my ear. She said, no, your ear is perfectly hair appropriate.
Okay.
But she said, I had a massive, giant buildup of earwax. There you see it right there. Oof. She was only able to get half of it out.
Damn, cuz.
So they took a syringe. They put the Wiggy, you recommended the hydrogen peroxide.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That's what they did. They put that with water, squirted the thing up in there.
Yep.
Like 8 times to try to loosen it. She yanked that giant hunk of wax.
It's a big.
And took that thing out. And then I have about half of my hearing back, but there's more wax in there that is lodged and hardened.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how she's going to get that out.
Yeah. She's got to soften it up.
Okay. That's the thing. She gave me some drops, some ear drops. Problem is I put the ear drops in. They don't travel down the ear canal.
Get that off.
What's crazy is peroxide, that there's multiple colors there. It gets darker the older that it's been in there.
Yeah, I mean, that earwax is like 70 years old.
Yeah, some of that looks like it's been in there for quite some time.
Okay, Mitch, I love you. Please.
Oh, you want that off? All right, take it off Twitch. Curtis wants it off.
Gross.
Curtis is weak of stomach.
I am very.
Daddy. Anyway. Peroxide every night. Just, a little bit on a Q-tip in your ear. It'll break it right up.
I feel like some of these things can be a warning to those of you who may not know that you can have this kind of problem. I'm 57 years old, never had an excess buildup of wax in my ear ever, and that I thought I was losing my hearing. Some were suggesting that I would never hear again, so I feel like a new man.
Cause of the wax buildup?
No, it just said it happens. Okay. She said that somebody
old
comes
age.
In there. Somebody comes in there once a day, she said, with that problem, and they have to yank it out of there.
It must have felt so good when they took it out.
It was orgasmic.
Oh.
All right. We're going to get to the news of Courtney coming up at 7:45. Sophia is back. We'll talk to Sophia Yerkstevich of Nesson about last night's Bruins game at 8:20, but right now this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it. Brought to you by AAA Work Trucks. Take the work out of your next work truck. AAAWorkTrucks.com.
I'm just going to say it.
Okay, quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where do you want to start, Shine?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Wiggy's lead appetizer here. He asked the question, how are they just not ready to go? Well, Brad Marchand was asked that very question post-game, and here was his response.
They were just better. You know, they came and they were willing to leave it all on the line tonight, and we needed to be better than we were. You know, it's that simple. They were prepared to play and start the game, and we weren't. You know, unfortunately, we never really kind of got it together throughout the game. There's a lot of opportunities, but, you know, it's on to the next one.
No excuse for that, but okay.
Preparation.
So now you got your answer. It's preparation. Who is that on?
That's on your coach. That's on the coach making sure that you're prepared to play.
What about the captain?
Captain is part of that. Captain, they're going to take the coach's message of preparation and being prepared to play and then get it to the team.
So if you, as an NFL player, you as a New England Patriot, were unprepared for a game, that was on Bill Belichick and the coaching staff.
That was, you probably, it was on them, and it was obviously on the players as well. Don't get it twisted. I'm not saying that the players can skate on this, no pun intended.
Yeah.
But no, it's on the coaches for the message. You should be pounding the message in all week long. All week long. Hey, we got them 3-1 on the ropes. Let's put our foot on their neck and let's not take it off.
Yeah, I don't know. I would love to blame Jim Montgomery. I can't.
So who do you blame for preparation?
It's not. To me, it's not preparation. Like, it's the NHL playoffs. You have been Toronto's daddy all regular season long. You know how to beat this
team.
But
why does Machin say we weren't prepared?
Because that's what he's going to say. Like, what do you expect that he's going to say? Like,
it was more execution than
execution.
It was preparation.
It creates such a nightmare for me in the elevator. But Matt Grizzlick should not be playing in these games. Like, Jake DeBrusk, he takes two steps forward and then five back. Last night, the first period when he was open, Marchand hit him. He can't get the puck out of the freaking zone. Like, I come on, Scheim.
I think there was like a confluence of issues that led to all this because they weren't clearing pucks, but I think in part they weren't clearing pucks properly because they were trying to get it out because if they iced it and just sent the puck down the ice, they knew they weren't winning a faceoff because Max Domi was winning like 10 of them in a row, and they were getting absolutely smoked in the faceoff dot. So they felt like they couldn't ice the puck because they'd never get it back.
The only guy who's been winning faceoffs is sitting.
Yeah, which makes zero sense. Why is Johnny Beecher on the bench
when he's
the only guy on the entire team that's winning any faceoffs?
Thank you.
Does anybody think it's crazy that they might change coaches if they lose the next two games?
No, why would they, Curtis? Because the coach has nothing to do with it.
It's so amazing. Wiggy, it's the backwards.
I don't say nothing,
Wiggy. Well, you just said it.
But if it's backwards, if they advance, Greg, and they get to this cup final,
right,
Monty's going to get credit.
Right.
So it's the same thing with what Wiggy says with Cora. If you're going to give him credit when they succeed, he should get some blame when they fail.
Right. You can't say it's not on the coach to have the guys prepared.
But if you look
at So why have a coach?
Right.
What's the purpose of having coaches in any sport?
When it comes to being prepared,
yes.
What do you need to prepare for when it comes to playing that hockey team? You've played them 10 times.
I think part of it is it's him sitting Beechers, first of all. But I think getting rid of Montgomery.
He shouldn't have jumbled the lines.
Sure, but I think getting rid of Montgomery would be a surface level fix. I mean, this team if they blow this, it will be three straight years getting bounced in the first round, dating back to when Bruce Cassidy was still the head coach. So clearly, there is a deeper rooted issue within this team than just the coach.
But Curtis is right. The preparation trickles down to the captain and then the captain. When I say preparation and being prepared, it's sometimes about the message. Right? The message comes, if I'm the coach and the message all week long or, you know, all your day or two before the game is, here's where we are. Here's what we need to do. We have to continue to beat it in their heads. Don't give them an opportunity. Come out ready to go. Be prepared when it comes to win this battle, that battle, because of where we are 3-1 in this series. If that message is not constantly getting beaten to their heads, then that's part on the coach.
All right, what's next, Sean?
Next, we can actually hear from the opposing coach, Sheldon Keefe, on if he felt like they applied pressure to the Boston Bruins.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's what you want to do, right? You want to build positive momentum your own way. And, you want to make them be uncomfortable, you know? You want to make them have to pack up and head out to Toronto. Yet at the same time, probably just like us when we're coming here. I mean, I'm talking about, hey, we went there in game two. We played great. We won the last game we were here. I'm sure they're talking about it just the same. They're comfortable, confident playing in Toronto. So as difficult as this one who was here tonight, the next one's going to be even harder, no matter where the game is played. Because now you got their attention again.
If you lose to a guy named Sheldon, you should lose your job.
Call it quits.
I mean, what an awful name. A guy, Shelley, the coach of the Leafs, who were begging to have you eliminate them. They're going to come back for Game 7. I feel it in my bones.
They'll win. The goalie situation is much better this year than it was last year. They'll win because of Swayman. And then, Greg, you brought up the point, which is a great point. How is your confidence level going to be for this team going into the second round against Florida? That's ultimately
zero.
Yeah. So
how's yours?
I would say it's going to be pretty low. It's going to be Swayman has to completely stand on his head. You know what I mean?
Which he did last night.
Yeah, he's going to have to do
it for game. I mean, there were barrages.
Right.
3-4 shots that the dude was stopping last night. Right. I have zero issue with him.
Right.
Oh, he
Thank
was
God
tremendous.
For Jeremy Swayman.
Right. And that's why you have
they owe him like an edible arrangement or something like
right.
that.
And that's
how about a new contract? I think he'd sign up for that.
And that's why you have
also, we demand edible arrangements. No chocolate, though, because Bobby is allergic. All right, what else?
Let's pivot away from hockey for a moment here. So Diana Taurasi kind of got railroaded by people a little bit because of comments she made about Caitlin Clark having an adjustment period, more or less, into the WNBA. She was asked about that again to kind of explain the comments, and I felt like her answer was a bit interesting.
Yeah, you know, it's the new fans are really sensitive these days. You can't say anything. Yeah, you know, it's kind of like when you go from kindergarten to first grade, there's a learning adjustment. When you go from high school to college, there's a learning adjustment. You know, I don't think I said anything that wasn't factually correct. And like anything, greatness is going to translate. And she's proven that in every level. And I don't see it being any different than the WNBA.
I heard the comment the night she said it of the game. I agreed with her on the adjustment because she talked about how teams are going to be constantly, like, you know, up in her grill.
What's so bad about saying that? Like, any player going from college to the pros has an adjustment.
That's exactly what I was going to say. If you want to hold the WNBA at the same standard as every other sport, then you can't now get mad if somebody says something bad about Caitlin Clark and the transition from college to the pros.
What's the golden child?
But everybody, whether it's a quarterback, whether it's a starter in the NBA.
Yeah, but it's the golden, come on, Courtney.
It doesn't matter.
You can't say anything negative about Caitlin Clark.
All we've talked about when it comes to who's going to go first in the NFL draft this year. Okay, a quarterback, are any of the top three quarterbacks going to be pro ready? Are they going to be able to make the transition from college to the pros? It's the same exact thing.
Yeah, but no one cared if you made that comment about
Caitlin. Nobody should care. It's just an observation.
But Courtney, we live in a society. Caitlin Clark is the golden child. You cannot say anything negative about her because if you do, people are going to be like, oh, you're hating. That's all they're going to do. She is the golden child. And so whether it's Sue Bird or Diana Taurasi, they say something negative about her and about how it's going to be different. They're hating because she's the golden child. If it was Angel Reese and she said the same thing, people wouldn't care. They wouldn't be tripping about it.
Okay.
Well, I think they would care about Angel Reese as well.
I think they would.
No, I'm talking about the comments about struggling.
I think they would.
All right. You and I disagree on that one, Greg.
Yes, we do. But we're trying to find common ground.
We'll never find common ground on that one.
See, I like the up-talker. Some people love the up-talker. When I do the up-talker, I love it. Texter says I'm getting so sick of it. I'm so sick of your up talking. But I don't know. Want to put a poll up? I could stop doing it if you want me to stop doing it.
Sorry, Curtis, go ahead.
My favorite thing that you do with the up talk is the newly enhanced conclusion.
Agreed.
Which just
with
sensational.
What's better though, his up talk or his nerd voice? Because the nerd one is tremendous.
I like the up talk, the nerve, but I do like President Clinton.
That's a good one, too.
We demand that Columbia provide us with a subscription for every streaming service that is available, including Hulu.
No ads, please.
Oh, my God.
Not to mention Spotify.
Ads seem like criminal punishment.
Okay.
No Spotify. Rogan's on Spotify. That's been canceled.
Uptalk voice is the worst. I love the uptalk voice. Greg, do more uptalking. Greg, do less uptalking. All right. Well, we'll get to the news.
Can we get some sports talking, for Christ's sake?
Okay. We'll get to the news with Courtney next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It's time for...
People said, what's with the light bulb? I said, here's the story.
The news.
Number one to me, most importantly, the light's no good. I always look orange.
With your host...
What are we doing?
Courtney Cox.
I'm swimming in human feces.
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with 4 locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more.
The light is the worst.
On WEEI.
Before we get to the news, bunch of questions on the Subaru of New England text line about Friday and roadshow number 2 at Whalers Brewing Company in South Kingstown, Rhode Island. First and foremost, are dogs allowed? I just got an answer from Greg and the crew at Whalers. Yes, absolutely. So if you would like to bring Fido with you on Friday morning, we would love to have you do that.
Does that mean Bullet is coming?
I believe DMs is coming, so yes, I will I will bring the most handsome dog in the world, Bullet.
Wow.
If you're watching on Twitch, I believe you can see Bullet and I driving around in the Jeep yesterday afternoon. Right. I would argue that of the dogs of WEEI, Bullet might be the most attractive dog of WEEI. No disrespect to Pudge or to Harry.
Wow. Although Pudge is sitting right here.
I know yeah. I'm saying that right. Well, Pudge is asleep.
He's sleeping.
Pudge sleeps like Curtis during the entire show.
He wakes up when we get to sports.
Pudge definitely the most well-behaved dog, I would say.
Oh, I don't know if Mitch has that picture or not. I'll share that.
Was it on your lap? Is it in the back seat?
Okay. Bullet rides in the back.
You don't drive with the dog.
I'm shocked that the Seaport will tolerate a dog named Bullet.
I hate when people have their dogs in their lap.
It's so
driving.
Dangerous.
Oh my God. No,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah. I would agree
with that. Yep. Yes, but bring your dog on Friday and we'll see you bright and early, 6 a.m. for roadshow number 2 at Whalers Brewing Company. All right, what do you want to start with news wise?
We're going to start with the violent clashes between police officers and pro-Palestine protesters that have bled into the morning this morning at UCLA. The fighting between the two sides, both pro-Israel and pro-Palestine, things escalated and then police officers had to be called in. I watched so many videos yesterday of I saw one of a mother calling UCLA saying that her son couldn't get into the library, was told that he needed a wristband or a bracelet to get in. UCLA said they had no idea what she was talking about, but that they were not calling police in and they were not going to tear down the encampments. The mother basically said, at what point are you guys going to step in? Does my son have to be attacked?
Yeah.
Her son was Jewish. Does he have to be attacked for then the police to be called, or where do we draw a line here?
Yeah, I heard that same phone call, and the campus police were basically saying that they had lost control, complete control of the campus.
Well, correct.
This all originated, not all of this, but the backlash about the universities when they had the congressional hearing, and the president of Penn, I think, said that calling for genocide is context dependent.
Right. Right. I mean, what percentage of those, like if you're watching right now on Twitch, and you should be, just go to Twitch and follow WEEI and Good Morning if you are, and same with YouTube. What percentage of them are actually students? Seems to me like, are those, I don't know if they're all college students.
They aren't. I talked to a guy I used to work for who works at UCLA right now in the athletic department, and I asked if it was as bad as it looks on social media, because there are always times where it's not as bad in person as it's being portrayed. And he said, nope, it's as bad. He's on a different part of campus, so he said, while I'm not right in the middle of it, I can hear the chants, I can hear the helicopters. He said, but the amount of just pedestrians that have joined in here makes it so that you don't even know if somebody's a student or a pedestrian.
Is there a big Jewish population at UCLA?
Well, there are the large Jewish population everywhere.
No, but I'm saying like I don't see this at like UGA's campus.
Yeah, but that's not that's the encampment for pro-Palestine.
Oh, okay, that's what I'm saying.
They did have a big rally the other day for pro-Israel folk that were singing and making speeches. Somebody also paid to have a massive screen put up outside of the encampment at UCLA to show the atrocities that happened on October 7th on a loop.
It's also not, you're right, it's not going on at a lot of campuses that are south of the Northeast, because we live in La La Land in the Northeast and on the West Coast, and also because they don't tolerate it. They shut it down. The college says, no, you're not doing it, and they shut it down.
UT Austin immediately shut it down. Yeah. I saw UNC, they tore down the American flag, put up a flag for Palestine. Then the chancellor at UNC took that down, put the American flag back up. It's like a back and forth, but things are getting violent.
So, Greg, there was this back and forth yesterday. The audio that Courtney used for her lead came out, and it struck me. Do you remember the movie Dangerous Minds?
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Great
Julio.
Movie.
And there was a scene in that movie. What's wrong?
You're right. We're laughing. Coolio. He said Coolio was in it.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know. it's about being victimized and celebrating a victim. This is America in the mid-90s, not 200 years ago in Dangerous Minds.
Hey, listen. Nobody's forcing you to be here. You have a choice. You can stay or you can leave.
Lady, why are you playing this game? We don't have a choice.
You don't have a choice. You don't have a choice on whether or not you're here?
No. If we leave, we don't get to graduate. If we stay, we got to put up with you.
Well, that's a choice, isn't it? You have a choice. You either don't graduate or you have to put up with me. It may not be a choice you like, but it is a choice.
Man, you don't understand nothing. I mean, you don't come from where we live. You're not bused here.
Do you have a choice to get on that bus?
Man, you come and live in my neighborhood for 1 week, and then you tell me if you got a choice.
But there are a lot of people who live in your neighborhood who choose not to get on that bus. What do they choose to do? They choose to go out and sell drugs. They choose to go out and kill people. They choose to do a lot of other things. But they choose not to get on that bus. The people who choose to get on that bus, which are you, are the people who are saying, I will not carry myself down to die. When I go to my grave, my head will be high. That is a choice. There are no victims in this classroom.
That's it.
Why do you care anyway?
I love it, Curtis. Well done. Great
classic
reference.
Classic.
Also, Michelle Pfeiffer, excellent actress.
Yeah, she is a very good actress. And the movie was that was a good movie.
Yeah,
and Coolio, you never seen it?
No.
Coolio did the soundtrack, but was he also in it?
I thought he had like a little cameo in it. White teacher goes into the black school, teaches.
Okay.
She does a good job.
Movie.
She's the female version of Joe Clark.
There was a period of time where there were like five of those.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
what you mean? You have a choice.
I feel like Morgan Freeman was in one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was Joe Clark. Lean on Me.
Right. Is he the one who had the baseball bat?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lean on Me.
There was like five different.
There was the substitute with Mark Anthony was in it. And damn, what the hell is the.
Wasn't there one with James Olmos or whatever that guy's name is?
Yeah, Edward James Olmos. Yes. That was when they were in the Latino school.
It was the exact same plot in every movie. They just moved it around to different regions of the country. Like, here comes the tough teacher to beat the kids up.
What was his name? The Burgundy. He was a substitute, but he was a former military vet. And he went into the school, and Mark Anthony was part of the gang. And then he ends up killing everybody, all the gang members in the school.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. They were classic back then.
All right.
And police cleared 30 to 40 people from inside Columbia University's Hamilton Hall last night.
Were their demands met?
I don't believe so.
Oh,
I don't
no.
believe
okay.
that the food was brought in yet.
Okay.
All right.
Protesters took over that hall earlier in the day. Here's Miguel Cardona, the secretary of the Department of Education on WHDH.
Hate has no place on our campuses. We do not condone and we definitely reject any calls for genocide or any calls for anti-Semitism or any anti-Semitism on campus.
Now it's about time. So, okay, they said that now. It's been going on for weeks.
Yep.
But, all right.
A courthouse brawl in Framingham broke out after the charges for Hopkinton road rage suspect Ryan Sweat was changed from assault and battery with a dangerous weapon causing serious bodily injury to a murder charge yesterday at his arraignment. The road rage incident killed 26-year-old Destiny DeCoff. The brawl happened in the hallway after the arraignment between the DeCoff and Sweat family. If you're watching on Twitch, I believe that Mitch has some video of that going down. Here's Destiny's aunt, Dawn Anderson, on CBS Boston.
Yep, we fought in the middle of the courthouse. But that's all I'm going to say. Destiny will get her justice somehow, some way.
All right.
Wow.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Should have just let the people have at him. Saved the money for the trial and everything else.
It's crazy.
We got to take a break.
Okay.
Wiggy, the actor that you're thinking about, according to the Subaru of New England text line, is Tom Berenger.
Yes, yes, The Substitute. That was a good movie.
Jim Belushi was in one as well.
Yes, he was.
There's like Stand and Deliver, The Substitute.
Yeah.
Lean on Me. The Angry Teacher. The Teacher Who Cleaned. There's eight billion of them. All right. We will be back with the rest of the news from Courtney and then Sophia Yerkstovich of Nesson on last night's disappointing Bruins overtime loss at 8:20 on today's show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.